姐妹，感谢神跟你们一起在这里敬拜。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord so that I can worship with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, who loved us, we all thank you.
是你拣选了我们。
You are chosen us.
是你把我们呼召出来。
And you called us.
让我们能够与这个世界分别出来。
So that we can be separate from the rest of the world.
也让我们能够坦然无惧的来到你的面前敬拜你。
And we can worship you fearlessly.
也跟弟兄姐妹一起交流。
And we can communicate with each other.
这都是你自己的恩典。
This is all your grace.
我们也感谢你在创世以前就为我们预备好了这个救恩。
We thank you for the salvation that you have prepared for us before the creation of the universe.
我们怎么想也没办法想通的。
We couldn't understand no matter how we think.
但是我们知道，因为你爱我们。
But we know that from your love.
你为我们设立了这个救恩。
You have set this salvation for us.
你知道我们的需要。
You know our need.
你来改变我们的生命。
You change our life.
让我们在这个世界上成为盐，成为光。
So that we can become salt and light among the world.
都是你自己的恩典。
It's all your grace.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你把你的话向我们显明。
May you make your word known to us.
所以我们可以更深的、更多的认识你。
So that we know deeply, more deeper and more.
让我们也能够强壮。
And so that we can be strong.
让我们能够走这一条天路。
And we can do the heavenly road.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你赐福给我们。
May you bless us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 今天我要跟你们分享的一个事情，一个题目呢，就是一件不可能的事。
Today I want to share with you something I would call an impossible practice.
那么刚才我们念的或者是背了马太福音第六章二十四节。
We just have read the scripture Matthew 6.
那么这个不可能的事情，就是马太福音第六章二十四节讲的。
The impossible practice is what the scripture describes.
他说你们一个人不能侍奉两个主。
It says no one can serve two masters.
你不是恶这个，就是爱那个。
For either he will hate this one or love that one.
这个应该是说，刚才我们听到这个尤弟兄的翻译是说 either or 哈，其实是不是这个 and， 你就是说。两个是不能同时存在的。
It actually means that one cannot do this and do that.
就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Or you pay more attention to one thing and while ignore the other.
那马门就是财力的意思。
And what's this? Mammon means wealth.
这就是我们主耶稣讲的教训。
This is a teaching from our Lord.
我自己不觉得这是一个我不觉得这是一个命令。
I don't think it's a command.
但是我觉得主耶稣就是告诉我们这是一个事实，你不可能的。
It's a teaching from our Lord Jesus. It's just a fact.
那么后面他就会告诉我们详细的情形。
And later he tells us more.
那么在这里呢，是主耶稣教训众人的时候说的。
And this is what Lord Jesus tells when he teaches.When he talks among a group of people.
那么有的译本呢，把二十四节哈，把它并在前面的一段。
Some of the translation actually put verse 24, along with the previous paragraph.
其实从十九节开始呢，就是同样的一个议题。
Actually, starting from verse 19, it's the same topic.
他在前面开始告诉我们说，要积财宝在天上，不要积财宝在地上。
And in the beginning.Jesus tells us to have our wealth to store in the heaven, not on the earth.
然后他说你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
He says where your property is, where your heart will be.
他说你的眼睛看见什么，你心里面就是在想什么。
Whatever you see through your eye, your heart actually will be concentrated on.
或者是说你心里面想看什么，那就是表示你心里面的所想的。
or whatever you wish to see, that's actually what you think about in your mind.
所以在这一段里面，让我们看见，他说你的心是跟着你的财宝走的。
So it says your heart actually go along with what your mind is thinking.
你的眼睛若是只看见财力
，if your eye only seeing the property，
然后你的眼睛若看见财力是唯一的，所有的一切
，if your eyes views the wealth as the most important thing。
那么你的心就是那样子想的。
And so will be your mind.
所以他在前面一段他就告诉我们说你里面就黑就昏暗了。
So it tells us actually we have our heart within our heart is dark.
接下去到了第二十四节的时候。
So it continues on verse 24.
主耶稣就说在那种情况之下你就是在侍奉财力。
So, Lord Jesus tells us actually we are serving
mammon.
Mammon.
就是从前面一直延续下来。
So it's a continuation of what the previous verses.
那么换句话讲他就告诉我们说他说不能侍奉哈不能侍奉就是说你在敬拜你在拜这个财力。
It says actually we are worshiping the Mammon.
或者是说我们是拜金者哈，拜金主义的人。
Or we worship gold.
换句话讲，他就是你的主。
And the gold become our master.
那么当我们谈到这个事情的时候，就会有人说：“哎呀，为什么基督徒难道不可以有钱吗
？”And often people say, "Why a Christian cannot have gold, have money?"
有钱呢？Yeah, 那么基督徒可不可以赚大钱呢
？Why Christians cannot earn money？
那有人说当然可以啦。
Of course, the people say yes, we can.
主耶稣在这里不是讲说你可不可以去赚钱。
Actually, Lord Jesus doesn't say that we cannot earn money.
主耶稣在这里就是告诉我们说，介于财力和主之间，不，或者是说介于财力和侍奉神。两个不可能同时存在。
Actually, Lord Jesus tells us among the whether serving the Lord or serving the money, you cannot do both.
你不可能同时认两个主。
You cannot have two masters.
就是一个，要不然就是神，你要不然就是财力。
Either serving the Lord or serving the money.
他是神。
He's the God.
他是造人的神。
He's the God of creation.
他知道人是不可能的。
He knew that man is not impossible for man.
要不然你就是爱神。
Either you love the God.
那么你就是恨神。
Or either you hate God.
你不可能又爱神又爱金钱。
You cannot be loving God and simultaneously you love money.
所以我说这不是一个命令。
So it's not a command.
这是主耶稣告诉我们，这是一个事实。
It is a fact from Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你拜的是谁？
Dear brothers and sisters, what kind of object we are worshiping?
或者说你的主是谁？
Or who is the actual master for us?
所以主耶稣在这个第二十四节一直到三十四节，他就告诉我们，你拜的是谁，就决定了你怎么看事情。
So it's from verse 24 to 34. Whatever you see, you actually determine what you will worship for.
决定了你的世界观。
It determines your the worldly view.
也决定了你的价值观。
It also determines how you view things.
也决定了你做事的态度。
It also determines the attitude you do.
也决定了你怎么对人处事。
And it determines how you are treat others.
那么从第二十五节开始。
So from verse 25.
主耶稣他就讲说，所以我告诉你们。
And Jesus tells us.
一个拜金的人，他是会看重，他看重的是什么？看重的是吃什么？看重的是喝什么？看重的是穿什么？
A man who worship gold actually will worry about eat or drink or body or things to wear.
换句话讲，就是说他看重的就是外面这些能够装饰他的生命和他身体的东西。
In other words, he's paying more attention to whatever can make him good.In the appearance.
吃的喝的是很重要的。
Eat and drink is important.
但这些东西不会超过你的生命。
But you will not oversee your life.
当然，如果我们继续的想下去的话。
But if we continue to think about it,
我们也可以想到其他的所谓的外面的装饰的东西。
We can think other outside appearances.
这正好也是这个世界的人的想法观念。
This is also the opinion of most people are thinking.
生命的价值在于你穿什么，在于你吃什么，在于你做什么。
The value of somebody, it means is relying on what you wear, what you do.
或者是说你能够做什么事情。
Or what are your ability of doing things.
你的成就。
Your achievements.
你的学位。
Your degree.
你的地位。
Your position.
你做什么样的工作。
What kind of job.
你住什么样的房子。
What kind of house you have.
甚至很多时候跟你所住的区域有关系。
And even sometimes it's the area you live.
还有就是他会怎么去看别人。
And the way you think about others.
甚至也决定他怎么养育他的儿女。
The way that they raise their children.
谁是你的主？
Who is the master?
谁是你所敬拜的？
Who is the one that you worship?
你就是会过什么样的生活？
That will determine how you're going to live.
弟兄姐妹，是不是啊？
Are they the fact?
我用同样的我用主耶稣的一个方法啊，接下去我们会看主耶稣问很多的问题。
If we use this method, you will find yourself have many questions.
主耶稣问这些问题要我们去想这些事情。
Jesus used this question to make us think.
接下去我们看第二十五节哈，我们继续看第二十五节。
Let's continue to read verse 25.
结果他就开始问问题了。
Begin to ask questions.
他说，二十五节哈，他说，生命不胜于饮食吗？这是一个问题。
It says, is life more important than food?
然后他说，身体不胜于衣裳吗？
And the next question, the body more important than clothes?
就是主耶稣开始问问题了。
So this is what Jesus began to ask.
问这些问题要我们听到的人去想我是过一种什么样的生活。
He asked this question to, for those who are listeners to think about how they should live.
马太福音五六七三章我们通常称作登山宝训啊。
Chapters 5 to 6 and 7 from Matthew is called the Sermon on the Mountain.
或者是说登山训话。
Or the teaching on the mountain.
他在这里是指着跟随他的、相信他的人所讲的。
He was referring to those who are his followers.
其实他就是告诉信他的人，应该是有一个什么样的心态，应该什么样的行事为人，在这个世界上。
He actually tells who are following him what kind of attitude they should have to follow him.
所以他在这里开始从二十五节一直到三十节，他就问问题，教我们去想这些事情。
So he asked those the followers from verse 25 all these questions.
我们看一下哈，刚才我们已经讲了两个问题了。
Now we have covered two questions.
因为他说生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Was asking the food and the food more important? Sorry, the life more important than food and body more important than clothes?
然后在第二十六节的时候，他又问一个问题。
And then in verse 26, another question.
他说你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Aren't you more valuable than the birds?
然后27节他说你们哪一个能够用思虑，那个思虑啊，跟28节的那个忧虑是一样的一个字，就是说你们哪一个能够用忧愁啊，使你的寿数多加一刻。
And in verse 27, a question, who of youby worrying can add a single hour to his life.
或者是说你用思虑你用忧愁使你的身高啊多加一肘。
Or we can put this way, by worrying you can actually gain your height.
他用这些问题他来叫我们思想。
He wants to use this question to make us to think.
他要你看看天上的飞鸟。
Look at the birds in the heaven, in the sky.
有没有想过飞鸟是怎么一回事？
Have you think about what birds are?
一个不信主的人，
For a non-believer,
一个被世上的事物忧虑霸占的人，
For somebody who is worried about the worldly thing,
他是看不见主耶稣所看见的东西的。
He actually sees not what Jesus is looking at.
他问说：生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？其实主耶稣他看见的是什么？他让我们看见的是生命是很宝贵，是神所赐的。他说身体也是神所赐的礼物。
Jesus was asking the body is more important than food, and the body more life is more important than food, and body is more important than clothes. Actually, he means that we should treasure the what God provides more important.
不只是你自己的生命。
It's not only your life.
不只是你自己的身体。
It's not only your body.
别人的也是一样。
And all others are same.
他看不见耶稣，他也看不见耶稣所看见天上的一只飞鸟。
He's not able to see the birds in the sky.
我们常常有时候看见飞鸟的时候，我们就在想说能不能吃，对不对？
A lot of times when we see the bird in the sky, we wonder we can actually eat it.
我以前在念书的时候，我们有一些同学就晚上偷跑出去啊，抓那些鸭子。
And I have some classmates who actually think about getting those wild ducks.
他看见这些东西，他就想到说怎么吃法。
When actually he sees he think about how to eat.
但是主耶稣看见的不一样的。
But this is not what Lord Jesus.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他说你们看见没有？他说天上的飞鸟不种不收也不收藏，也不积蓄在仓里。
And Jesus was asking, the birds do not labor and all spin.
他说天上的神还养活他。
Yet the Heavenly Father was raising them.
因为神是创造宇宙万物的。
Because God created everything.
他也是维护万物的。
And he's the one who keeps everything.
接下去到了第28节哈，他又用一个百合花来做比方。
And then verse 28 is using the lilies to.
他叫我们去想。
He wants us to think.
他说野地里的百合花怎么长起来呢？
He's asking how the lilies grow.
他不劳苦，也不纺线。
They do not labor or spin.
它也没有什么太大的经济效用。
They don't have much other usage.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，他说今天还在，明天就丢在炉子里面烧掉了。
Because the Bible tells today is there, but maybe next day will be thrown into the stone.
当圣经里面讲到说丢在火炉里面烧的时候，就是讲它是没有什么价值的。
When the Bible tells something to be put into the stone to be burnt.It means nothing valuable.
它也是一个没有什么用处的东西。
So it's very little use.
但是一个侍奉神的，一个以神为主的，一个敬拜神的，他会看见是神在装饰他。
But when somebody who actually worships God, he actually sees this is that God is behind to make it.
他是让他会看见神让他有这么鲜丽的颜色。
So it's God who make the flower to have beautiful.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这个事情？
Have you ever thought about it?
你每天忙忙碌碌当中，你有没有想过这些事情？
And you are very busy working. Have you ever thought about these things?
当你看见天上的飞鸟在飞的时候，
So when you see the birds flying in the sky,
当你看见一个小花的时候，
And when you see the little flower on the ground,
你有没有像主耶稣一样想到的是天父所做的事情？
Whether you have thought about this is it's God behind us.
现在我们看见这个很多树叶开始慢慢变了啊。
Now we see the leaves are changing their color.
很漂亮，对不对？
It's beautiful now.
那么科学家他就会告诉你啊，是因为什么酵素的改变，是以天气的改变，所以它会变成这个颜色。
Now, scientists give various reasons why it changes color.
但是你们有没有注意到，这个是神在做他的事情？
But have you ever noticed actually God who did?
你们有没有看见这是神给他的装饰？
It's God who gave the honor.
那么甚至从这一段经文里面，你有没有看见所罗门，或者是说世界上最富有最荣华的人？
It says about Solomon or anybody who is the most richest people in the world.
他的装饰都比不上一个小百合花。
even the decoration from those is not as white as beautiful as the small flower.
弟兄姐妹，你没有像主耶稣所问的，你们比飞鸟，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Have you ever asked the question that you are more important than the flower?
你们有没有想过，你真的能不能，你能不能用你自己的忧虑使你的寿数增加一刻呢？
Have you ever think about question by worrying you can add a single hour to your life?
或者是说，你们哪一个能用你的思虑，能用你的忧愁使你的，使你稍微长高一点呢？
Or you can grow an inch by worrying yourself?
也许小孩子可以啊。
Maybe the small kid can do that.
啊，有一个父母亲，有一对父母亲，他们小孩子一直不长，他心里面很忧愁，很忧愁。
There's a couple whose child it remains that same height, and his parents worry about it.
他再忧愁，他也没办法让那个小孩子长。
No matter how he worries, his child still remains the same height.
弟兄姐妹，你如果是信主耶稣的。
And if you are believing believing Jesus,
你有没有这样子像主耶稣想这些事情？
Have you ever thought as Jesus thinks?
还是你像第三十一节所说的那些不信的人？
Or you like those describing 31 for those unbelievers?
你任何事情先想到的就是你自己。
And all you think is about yourself.
你想到的就是说，哎呀，我该怎么做啊？
And all you think is about how you should do.
或者是说我该怎么办啊？
What should do?
任何事情先想到的就是我自己。
Anything we can think about is ourselves.
我就是我的主。
And I am the master of myself.
我该做什么呢？
What should I do?
事情发生了，我该怎么处理呢？
When things come out, what I should handle?
或者是当这些事情不合你的意，或者是不称你的意的时候。
Or anything you feel you is unjust to you.
那你会不会想到的就是说？我怎么这么倒霉？
And you may think why I'm so unlucky.
而没有想到的是神呢？
And you don't think that it's God behind it.
我们看一下箴言第一章。
Let's see, Proverbs 1.
24节到25节。
Proverbs 1.
第一章啊，箴言第一章二十四。到二十五节，箴言一章二十四节到二十五节。
1:24-25。
他的圣经纸很薄啊，所以。稍微翻一点就翻过了，然后再稍微翻一点又翻回去了啊。那么箴言第一章二十四节二十五节我们一起来念。
我呼唤你们不肯听从，我伸手无人理会，反听取我一切的劝诫，不肯受我的责备。
你们遭灾
啊。
我们再从二十六节念到二十八节。
I will continue read from 26 to 28。
你们遭灾难，我就发笑；惊恐临到你们，我必嗤笑。惊恐临到你们，好像狂风灾难来到，如同暴风急难痛苦临到你们身上。那时你们必呼求我，我却不答应；恳切地寻找我，寻不见，因为你们恨恶知识，不喜爱敬畏耶和华。不听我的劝诫，藐视我一切的责备，所以啊，我们就念到这里哈，我们就念到这里。那么在这里，其实箴言就是告诉我们，我们不听他的话的。
Well, actually, the proverb tells us we don't listen to God's word.
所以当这些事情临到我们身上的时候
，So when these things fell upon us,
我们也不听神要对我们讲什么。
We refuse to listen what tells us.
其实我们在这个世界上发生的事情。就是神在对我们讲话。
Actually, what happens in the world is actually from the word from God.
我的意思不是说他真正的用一种有声音的话告诉你。
It's not coming from an actual sound.
但是他就是让你知道，因为他的圣经里面有讲这些事情。
But it tells us it's because from the teaching of the Bible.
当你跟一个人不愉快的时候，
if you are having a bad relation with
someone, 我们人的想法就是说都是他的错。
Our thinking is the other side's fault.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，他说你看见一个人的眼中有刺，你没有看见你自己眼中有一个很大很大的一个梁木。
But Jesus tells us, all you see is the other, the spikes in your eyes, but not the wood in your eyes.
Yeah, 所以主耶稣，当你跟人家发生冲突的时候，你就要想说，哎，主耶稣在对我讲话了。
So actually, when we have a conflict with us, it's actually Jesus who used this to teach us.
讲什么呢？
What is he going to teach you?
主耶稣要你看你自己。
The Lord Jesus wants us to look ourselves.
我们不是这样子想的。
This is not what we think.
所以我们不听他的。
We don't listen to him.
那有的时候我们有的人根本就没有话在，没有神的话在他的心里面。
And a lot of people actually have nothing God's word.
所以他根本就不知道神是要对他讲话。
So actually he doesn't know that Lord wants to talk to him.
圣经上有很多这一类的例子的。
There are many examples.In the Bible.
其实神他就是要用你每天所发生的事情对你讲话。
God use every opportunity to speak to you.
你一定要有神的话在你的里面。
And you must have the God's word within you.
所以接下去他就在告诉我们，他说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
So next it says you have to seekThe kingdom of God first.
当你和别人有矛盾的时候，
when you have a problem with others,
不管是跟你的配偶也好，
whether it's your spouse,
不管是跟你的儿女也好，
or your children,
甚至不管是跟你的父母也好，
or your parents,
解决的方法就是先要求神的国和神的义。
The solution is to seek God's kingdom first.
什么叫做先求神的国和神的义呢？
What does it mean to seek His kingdom and His righteousness?
简单的说，就是你要先想到神。
To be simplest to say is you have to think about God first.
记住啊，弟兄姐妹，你要先想到神。
So you must think of God first.
不是先想到神的工作。
It's not to think about work.
或者不是说我可以做什么。
Not what we can do.
乃是先想到神。
We should think God first.
相信神。
And we believe him.
信靠神。
We rely on him.
把神当作你的现实。
And treat him as real.
Reality.
Reality.
我们常常在日常生活当中，我们会讲说，哎，这个马牧师很现实哈。
Often, we can say somebody who are realistic.
马牧师。很现实哈，我们常常这句话实际上是一个不太好的一个说法，对不对？
Something negative for a person.
所以我们就常常讲说这个人很现实，为什么？因为他什么事情都跟金钱连在一起。
We say somebody is more realistic, often he's related everything to money.
或者是我们从国内来的讲，就什么事情都跟金钱挂帅，或者是挂钩。
Is somebody from China who may say money is everything.
弟兄姐妹，以神做你的信，做你的现实，就好像你金钱做你的现实一样，就是说这个人很现实，但是呢我们以神成为我们的现实。
Now we need to say God is our reality, just as we used to think about gold, money is reality.
所有的事情都跟神连上关系。
Everything should be related to God.
不管大事小事都跟神连上关系。
No matter a big or small things.
把你的注意力全部放在神的身上。
Let your focus on God.
把你的注意力完全的放在主耶稣的上面。
Let your focus on what Lord Jesus.
他在第三十节的时候。
Then in verse 30.
他讲了一个事情，他说你们这小信的人啊，
It says, oh, you little faith.
他在这里并不是指的我们信主的时候我们得救的那个信心。
It's not the faith that when we first believe.
那个是已经，那个是一个绝对的，一个完全的神给我们的信心，让我们神给我们信，让我们能够信靠他，让我们能够得救。
That was referring to the faith that God can let us to believe in Him.
但是圣经上很多地方告诉我们，信了主之后，我们走这一条天路的时候，我们也需要信。
And actually, in many places in the Bible, God also tells us we need to have faith even after we believe in Him.
主耶稣在这里称他们说：“你们这些小信的人呐。”
And here the Lord says, "You of little faith."
是什么样的人呢？
What kind of those?
其实我们如果回过头去看，就是那些不会想这些事的人。
Actually, it means those who would not think about.
我们今天活在这个世界上，很多时候我们的信心不够，因为我们没有想这些事情。
Today we live with little hope, little faith, is because we don't think about.
我们没有想主耶稣他所想的事情。
We do not think what Lord Jesus wants us to think.
主耶稣他说看见天上飞鸟的时候。
When Jesus talked about birds,
就是天上飞鸟，他就看见他不种也不收，也不收在仓里，然后神还眷顾他。
It says God values them even though they don't work.
那么他看见一个小百合花的时候，
And same for the small flower,
他所看见的是神加给他的荣美。
What they see is the beautifulness that God gives the flower.
主耶稣在这里说，这些小信的人，就是他在日常生活当中，他不会去这样子想事情的。
And by referring to those with little faith, it means those who wouldn't think this way.
他怎么想事情呢？
How do they think things?
他完全照着他自己过去的方法、过去的背景来想事情。
They think according to what they used to think, with their background.Tradition.
所以什么叫做先求神的国和神的义？
So what does it mean by seeking first the kingdom and the righteousness?
就是你把神放在第一位。
That means you have to put God in the first place.
神成为你的现实。
Let God be your reality.
神成为你的起头，所有的事情都是从他起头的。
Let God be the beginning of your.
神也是一个供应你的。
And let God be the provider.
他在第三十二节他就告诉我们，
and also tells us in verse 32,
或者是从三十一节开始，他说所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，
actually,
他说这些都是外邦人所求的。
Actually from 31, so do not worry saying what should we eat or what should we drink or what should we wear, for the pagans run after all these things.
因为他们的心思意念就是被这些东西霸占了。
Because all their thinking was occupied by this thought.
主耶稣要我们想的就是我们这一位天父，我们一切东西我们所需用的他都知道的。
What Jesus wants us is that the Lord God himself know everything behind us.
那么到了三十四节他就告诉我们，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So in verse 34 it says do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own.
有的人真的很会忧虑啊。
A lot of people know how to worry.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过一件事情？
Have you ever thought of one thing?
其实我觉得咱们中国人应该很容易想到这些事情。
It's very natural for Chinese.
因为我们受了这个所谓的老庄哲学的影响啊。
Because we are influenced by the teaching of Zhuang.
所以我们常常会发现，就是说，如果一件事情时间没到，它是绝对不会发生的。
And we often think that it will, a thing will not happen when the time is not right.
所以明天的事情，明天要发生的事情，今天绝对不会发生的。
So what happened tomorrow will not happen today.
那有的人真的是很会忧虑。
But a lot of people don't know how to worry.
他不但把明天的事情拿到今天来忧虑。
Not only we worry about things will happen tomorrow.
他甚至把半个月、三个月以后的事情、几年以后的事情拿到今天来忧虑。
Is even worry about the things will come 3 months or even next year.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？你想想看，这个人会不会累？
Do you think that what this person will be?
会不会累啊？
It will be very tiresome.
会的。
It will be.
圣经上在这里告诉我们说，一天的事情一天当。
the Bible tells us each day has enough trouble of its own.
你的忧虑能改变任何事情吗?
Would your worry change anything?
弟兄姐妹,
now, brothers and sisters,
主耶稣在这里, 在24节, 告诉我们一件事实,
Jesus tells us facts.
这个事实是个真理,
this is also a truth.
因为他是神,
because He's God.
他知道我们人的心在想什么,
He knows what we think about it.
所以他说一个人不能侍奉两个主,
so he tells us we cannot have two masters.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉金钱,
you cannot watch God while you watch money.
接下去他就告诉我们说, 如果你是侍奉这一位, 你会有什么样的结果? 如果你是侍奉金钱, 你会有什么样的结果?
So it also tells what will happen if you indeed worship the Lord or worship mammon.
所以我们注意看, 在这一段经文里面, 总共有三个所以, 啊,
so we pay attention to these verses. It has three therefore.
第一个所以是在第25节,
the first therefore is verse 25.
他说, 所以我告诉你们, 不要为生命忧虑, 吃什么, 喝什么, 为身体忧虑, 穿什么。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear.
第二个所以在31节,
the next therefore is verse 31.
他说, 所以不要忧虑说, 吃什么, 喝什么, 穿什么。
Therefore do not worry saying, what should we eat, or what should we drink, or what should we wear.
第三个所以是在34节,
the next one is on verse 34.
他说, 所以不要为明天忧虑,
therefore do not worry about tomorrow,
因为明天自有明天的忧虑,
for tomorrow will worry itself.
一天的难处, 一天当就够了,
each day has enough trouble for its own.
然后在31节那个所以, 他说, 因为这些都是外邦人所求的,
and in verse 31st, where the second therefore, it says all these are the pagans' things.
你们所需用的这一切东西, 你们的天父已经知道的,
whatever you need, your heavenly father already knew.
然后再回到第一个所以,
let's go back to the first.
他说, 不要为生命忧虑, 吃什么, 喝什么, 为身体忧虑, 穿什么。
Do not worry about life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear.
因为你的生命跟你的身体都是神所赐的,
because your life and body are given by God.
是神给你的礼物,
it's a gift from God.
所以弟兄姐妹, 你是拜哪一个主? 如果你拜错了主, 那么圣经上就告诉我们, 你就是天天为你的生活忧虑, 为世界上的事情忧愁, 劳苦愁烦。
So which one you are serving for? If you are serving the wrong one, you will worry about every day yourself.
主耶稣要你们想这个事情,
and Jesus wants us to think.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哎, 我们的主, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord who loves us, we thank you.
你对我们讲话,
you speak to us.
你让我们听到你的话语, 听到你的声音。
You let us to hear what your voice and what you are teaching us.
你帮助我们, 也教导我们, 让我们在每天的生活当中来思想这些事情。
You help us and teach us how we should think about every day.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.